and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I don't see myself. Give me the thumbs up if you can see me because I'm not seeing it. I want to make sure that everything is A-OK and working great. I'm going to play this one more time real quick because I just don't see it. So I want to make sure where all systems go.
Heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I know this is a surprise. I hope you're excited. I'm excited to be on with you guys. And we're going to be on together in the morning. Don't forget. I hope you've done your homework because we're going to do our study tomorrow morning for chapter 10 for End Times and the 1,000 Years of Peace Study Guide. Okay, I hope you guys are ready because tomorrow is the Four Horsemen. And once you see it, it's like, that was so easy. It's just like a magic trick, you know, it makes it so easy. Okay, so what are we doing today? Kind of a surprise. I had this really great conversation, and I said this yesterday. I wasn't able to do it last night. I'm like, they're going to wonder what's wrong with me if I can't even get it done today. I just have had a busy couple of days. But yeah, we're going to talk about telomeres. Are you guys familiar with telomeres? Thank you for the thumbs up. I'm so glad to see you guys. This is really great news, and I'm just so excited to know people that I trust that are working on this because you know me. I'm very skeptical about anything from Big Pharma, and so this is going to be really great news. So just buckle up for this. This goes back to what we've talked about, that we'll live as long as trees. And so anyway, I'm Melissa, Red Pill of the World. You guys know that. For those of you who are new, we look at the current events in the light of God's Word because this is biblical. And so I had that conversation with my friend Eddie over at Touchstone, and he had not really connected those dots. He's one of those scientist who has his head in a microscope and looking at all these things and how it helps our bodies to be well and you know, working on our longevity. And he may not even realize how, you know, the Lord is using each one of us with our unique talents, our unique skills, our unique experiences to fulfill his mission on this earth. It's very exciting. He's basically our very own RFK Jr. And so he's pretty excited about what RFK is going to do. But, you know, I'm convinced that this is it. They're gonna go in and just get this done. We're not playing around anymore. I'm tired of playing. How about you guys? I'm ready to see his kingdom come, his will be done. I'm ready to see everyone healthy. I'm ready to see everyone wealthy. I'm ready to see everybody safe and no more of this mayhem. No doubt about it. But we got to get these people locked up. We know that. We're not talking about that though today. If you're new, go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. You'll find all my links there. You'll find all the links for the social media. You will find all the links to how I got wealth when I was poisoned. We talk about that. You'll see all the videos where I talk about biblical astronomy and how I talk about end times and how I talk about, you know, the history of President Trump and, you know, just really amazing things that the Lord has led us to over the years. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button right now because you know how I do. I get to talking and we get to having fun and we forget. So let's go ahead and do that and subscribe. And thank you for sharing. Yeah, I'm doing something kind of different right now. I'm doing something kind of cool to try to help to grow our X. If whatever you can do to help us grow the X account, I really do believe that that's a way that we can get more people on board about end times. So definitely go over and help me on the X account. I think I have it listed on here. The social media. Yeah, there's the X, formerly Twitter. It's Melissa Redpill. All right, so don't forget to hit the like button and always share all of our good news. We tell the good news of the kingdom. Isn't that right? Me too, Marge Mosley. I cannot wait. I'm ready for the king and his kingdom. Me too. This is the promise that he gave us. He will not fail his promise. Oh, and I got to tell you one other quick thing. There's this guy. Not Leonard. Leonard was the great guy, the great football player, quarterback, who gave praise to the Lord when they won to go to the finals in the at the Orange Bowl last night. What's this guy's name? He was on Joe Rogan talking about apologetics and about the evidence of the Bible, and it was a really great conversation. It was 3 hours long, and it was quite heady, and I was really surprised at how Joe Rogan was really interested in so many of these things. So it was super cool. Anyway, so he was talking about something. Got off the subject, but anyway, yeah, I don't even know. I would love to talk to him, though, if there's a way that I could talk to him and help him to see the wonderful truth about end times. Because my issue is not about, you know, Bible history and all of that. I appreciate people who do, but that's just not my specific time thing that I've wanted to spend my my time on. We just have so many people who the Lord has gifted, and just so, so thankful. Anyway, so if anybody knows what I was trying to tell, you know me. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about telomeres. What in the heck, what in the world are telomeres? Okay, here, I'm going to just play this quick little video, and then we'll talk about it.
People age faster than others within the same age group. The reason is that real age is not determined by the date of birth. It is determined by the length of telomeres. Nobel Prize laureate Professor Blackburn studied telomeres and discovered that the cells of our body are constantly replaced by new ones. But the problem is that the number of cell divisions is limited, and the number of these divisions is determined by the length of telomeres. With each cell division, telomeres are damaged, and their length decreases. When they can no longer shorten, the cell cannot divide, and you start to get gray hair, wrinkles, and a weakened immune system. Professor Blackburn studied a group of mothers who had to take care of their children for a long time over 4 years, and found that the longer and more intense the stress period, the shorter the telomeres, and the faster the aging process. The main factor influencing the length of telomeres is the emotions caused by stress. If the emotion is negative, it directly affects their length. A positive attitude towards problems preserves your youth and health. Do you know why some people age?
That is a really great video on that. Okay, so you see this right here. This one has a long telomere. That orange piece right there is called the telomere, and it's longer. If you notice further into the video, they had been shortened. As they replicate, then the telomere shortens. And so my friend is talking about, he's put in 7 figures to research telomeres and how he can not only keep them from shortening, but also how to actually lengthen them. How about that? So he said this is coming out sometime in June. I'm just so thankful, you know, that we have all these amazing brainiac people. But the bottom line is, this is it. This is the time that we were told about in the Book of Jubilees. Remember the Book of Jubilees in chapter 23? Remember how 23 is such a big number? It's just a really significant number. If you look in Jubilees chapter 23, and I'll put the link in the chat, I'm going to read it to you. Look at I'm just going to start right here in verse 24. In those days, they shall cry aloud because of all the stuff that's going on, all the issues, all the sickness, all the mayhem, all the wars, all this. They shall cry aloud. That's talking about us. And we will call and pray that they may be saved from the hands of the sinners, the Gentiles. In other words, these evildoers, the demon worshipers, okay? But none shall be saved. I mean, it's like we're going to have to go through this time of tribulation to expose all this, okay? That's what we've been through for the past 7 years since the sign of the Son of Man. And then look at this, the heads of the children will be white with gray hair, and a child of 3 weeks shall appear old like a man of 100 years, and their stature shall be destroyed by tribulation and oppression. So what is this talking about? It's like even the children are sick. Even the children are you can tell they have the chronic disease. This is ridiculous. And that's what it's basically talking about. It's not talking about the color of their hair. It's talking about that they, even children, will be having their health damaged. And verse 26 says, and in those days, can y'all see this? In those days, they shall begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. What do you mean by the laws? You mean like, you know, thou shalt not kill? Well, yes, that, but also all the laws about you know, the proper foods to eat and how to clean the water and all the things that, you know, the Lord has established for us so that we'll, you know, be healthy, which they've done the absolute opposite of that, right? Anyway, so we're seeking all these things. We research these things and we are trying to learn, you know, what can we do to avoid all the evil things that they've done to our food and our air and our water. Anyway, and they'll return to the path of righteousness. I've normally thought about righteousness in the sense of I treat you right and you treat me right, but it's also just what is the right thing to do? What are the right ways to cleanse the water? What are the right foods to eat? What's right? What is the right thing to do in all these situations? What is the right thing to do with raising children? What's the right thing to do with the justice system? You know, we're realizing, with the election system, all these things, we are learning the right way to do it. Anyway, and the days, verse 27, the days shall begin to grow many and increase amongst those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years. And to the greater number of years than before was the number of the days. He even talked about this on the video. I'm going to show it here in a second. It's a great discussion that we had. Eddie and I talked about that the length of life was about 120 years maximum. And if you remember, that's exactly what the Lord told Noah was going to happen, that our lifespan was going to be decreased to 120 years. Maximum. And there's a lot of symbolism in that. I'm not really going to go into that right now. But the point is, I really think that's indicative of the length of time until Christ's kingdom comes. But anyway, that's another subject. Anyway, it says, he said 120 years. And that's, like I said, just exactly what the Lord told Noah. But now we will no longer be subject to that anymore because we no longer are under the boot of the New World Order Antichrist. This is the Antichrist, the New World Order criminal cabal. And there shall be no old man. No one's going to be old. How about that? No old man, nor one who is satisfied with his days, for all shall be as children and as youths. In other words, imagine if you ever tried to run and play like your grandkids, you're like, I want to feel like that again. That's what it's saying. We won't feel old. we'll have, you know, that type of energy where they can just run and 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 run. And they just never even begin to even think about getting tired. Then their days they shall complete and live in shalom, which is peace, and in joy. And there shall be no Satan nor any evil destroyer, for all their days shall be days of blessing and healing. How about that? I can just finish the video right now. That's it. How about that? We're done. How about that? Isn't that amazing, you guys? So check out the Book of Jubilees. You can actually find it on YouTube and you can listen to it. There's various voices and I haven't been that crazy about any of them. But anyway, the point is that this is what we're going to have. This is where the promise that the Lord gave to us, that this is what we'll have, these beautiful days of blessing and healing. And there'll be no Satan, as it says in the Book of Revelation, that Satan is cast into the abyss along with the beast and the false prophet, which is the New World Order system. They're cast out. These Satan worshipers are cast out, and Satan himself is cast out. And so we don't have to worry about an evil destroyer. Praise the Lord. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. Yeah. And anyway, I'm not going to get off into that whole subject, but yeah, there's this whole thing with the fires, and I'm getting off that whole subject. the whole fires deal. Allie was talking about it. Did y'all hear her? Allie was saying that, you know, there's going to be fires to cover up evidence, and people are going to be ready for their destruction when they realize that they did this. They did this on purpose to cover up their crimes. They're part of the P. Diddy debacle. All right, so I want you to see that. Isn't that awesome? All right, so I'm going to show a little bit more about telomeres here in a second, but I want you to hear what Eddie is having to say, my wonderful friend. He's just done such a great job and helped so many people. I just love how each person using their gifts to help save people's lives. And he eats, sleeps, and drinks health. How to make people healthy. I just love it. Check it out.
Mid-20s, but when you first get started, right, I tended to think of things at a macro level, how much you're eating, kind of broadly what you're eating, exercise, things like that. But I didn't sort of recognize sort of the insidious nature of, say, these ultra-processed foods. And I don't think most people do.
No.
I mean, most people having something pass through a drive-thru window in a styrofoam container, it's just a fuel stop, right? They're not thinking about it too much. And so I'm really thankful of the attention RFK and his supporters are really bringing to this industry. And I hope he has success. I mean, it's very entrenched in our government with plenty of high-paid lobbyists, and so it's a challenge. But to see people feel empowered now
right. And
know the difference they
can make. I think we're demanding it. The people are demanding it. Because the chronic illness, and of course President Trump has been talking about the autism. I mean, it's just off the charts, and we cannot continue like this. You know, we look back, to when you and I were kids, and there just was not this chronic disease. And this is, it's got to change. And so, just so you know, kind of where our channel is coming from, the Freedom Force Battalion, right, guys? That we look at how this is biblical, and there's a promise in Isaiah that says that we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. There's going to be days when we get our health back, is my point. And so I believe that's today. I really do have a lot of reason. I'll have to send you one of my books on end times. I have one bestseller book. But basically, this is the end of it. This is the end of them ruling our food. It's the end of them ruling everything. And we're going to have good people like you who will make sure that we have good food. I'm going to show you some of the wonderful things that he has with his team have created, you guys. But anyway, so I'm really excited that you are here for us and doing all this legwork. You know, everybody using the gifts that God has given them to do it, to accomplish this purpose. There's another passage I quote all the time, my folks know. It says in Jasher that they will return to the former statutes and their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. And that sounds, that sounds like hyperbole for sure, but either way, it's going to be better. And it's because we're returning to natural foods and not having all this chemical processing and pesticides and all this that has harmed our health and our hormones and all that. But yeah, actually, that's not in the book of Jasher, that's in the book of Jubilees. But anyway, let's get started. I want to share the screen with everyone so we can see, basically what you guys do. This is Eddie's company, Touchstone Essentials. You guys, many of you are all...
Yeah, so this is the one... Okay, you guys already know about the one I use, the Pure Body Extra. And so what he's going to be talking about is that I did not realize that there's a little brother to this one, which is the Pure Body, which actually does the gut. So because this one goes right into the cellular level, when you spray it in your mouth, it goes right into the cells. It does not really go into your gut. And so the other one does cleansing the gut because if our gut has been so damaged, right? And so I'm talking about this right now because it's the new year and it's time for us to make sure that we are all on the same page of taking care of our health, right? And this is a good New Year's resolution that you say, okay, everything I put in my mouth, I'm going to make sure that it is clean, it is pure water. I talk about on my channel about how to make sure you have your water is pure, zero toxins in your water. If you aren't familiar with how to do that, even the food that I cook with, like boiling, maybe if I boil an egg, I don't do it, but everything else, if I boil anything that it's going to soak in, I'm going to take any of that into my body. I do not put any of these toxins into my body and so, or dissolve solids. So anyway, so he talks about this here. Let me just play a little bit of this. Just really appreciate everything he's done. He's very, very picky. He looks at everything under a microscope to make sure it is pure and clean and green. Anyway, so here in a little bit, he's going to talk about how because I was saying that I will live as long as trees. And all of a sudden he said, well, you don't know this, but I have begun, you know, they spent 7 figures to in their research of telomeres. So check it out.
Plus years in this industry, the one thing that I recognized is not only is there a broken nature to the food system, again, which now we've got political support to understand, but it's also down amongst what we buy as supplements. You know, most supplements, if people really, how they were made, how they were sourced, they touch them.
Exactly. They're still chemically processed, and they're still not organic. There's still pesticides. There's still all of this. It's really not helping your body to truly become this power engine that we need it to be.
Yeah, that's right. And so even to the degree where I feel like they're kind of pulling the wool over the public's eye. Yeah. Some things can say it's made in America. They sourced every ingredient from abroad, from countries we don't trust. They then assemble it here and call it made in America. That's baloney.
Right.
But that's not really what people expect. And so what led me down this path when we started Touchstone specifically in 2012 was just, I use this stuff every day. I advocate to my family and friends, and I wanted to be able to point them towards things that were clean. I knew with confidence where the ingredients are coming from, how it was put together, and if you're going to spend your hard-earned money on it, you're actually going to get a return on that investment in your health. And so that's really where this came from. And, you know, the rebel part of what's read in there just came from a couple magazine articles that interviews and said, well, you guys are kind of rebels here. I'm thinking, why do we have to be rebels or revolutionaries? This is just how it should be, right?
Exactly. And that's what I really do believe, you know, RFK is going to do, is to make sure that our food, it's not going to be impossible to go shopping. We'll be able to go and get products in the grocery store.
And that's what's happening right now. You know, I just got back from going to the grocery. I had to pick up a few things. Anyway, I'm sitting there taking so much time because most of the stuff I've already vetted, but I was like, okay, look at the ingredients, and you're always having to scan through to make sure that you're getting things that you're not throwing, you know, you're working so hard to detox, and all of a sudden you go and throw a bunch of junk in there, and it's more for your body to have to process. And so, you know, this is a great time to think about, you know, how here at the new year, how to make sure that you are putting only good things into your body, into your family's body. All right, bodies. So I'm going to put over here, if you want to see, who wants to see the link to the Jubilees? I'm going to pop that into the chat so you guys can grab that right now if you want to over in the chat. And Songbird even knows about us doing this on such late notice. I didn't even tell her about it. I'm sorry about it. I need to text her real quick. But the other thing is, I think Sandy Jacobs, you're here. Would you mind putting these links over into the comment section? I would really appreciate it. All right, so the other thing is this one about the telomeres. I'm going to pop this into the chat so you can maybe look at that a little more closely and to share that with some of your family members. And also, I'm going to show you on my health page. This is the health page where he has the combo right here on special. It's like he's discounted it. Like they're almost giving it away. Whether you have the Pure Body, which is for the gut, and the Pure Body Extra, which is for the cellular. And so this is a great opportunity. Just, you know, give it a try and see if you like it. Okay, so I'm going to pop that into the chat also. I think those are the most important links. I think that was it. All right, so yeah, I want you to hear what he has to say on all that he is doing, and then I think right on this clip he's talking about the telomeres.
It has to be stopped. The great news is, you know, that your products are already meeting that criteria, and so I just love, you know, finding out about you. Keto Kira Rivera told me about you when I got poisoned, and she made sure that I had the detox, but also just everything that I have looked at, because I'm very skeptical. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that whenever I look at your products, I'm really, really happy about the quality and all of that has gone into it. So I really appreciate that. It's you're a rare find. I really appreciate it. Okay, so the thing that we were going to talk about specifically today, I think, let's talk about this super quick. Tell us a little about these things.
Well, one of the things that we think is important is that there be a transparency in sourcing and really how we do things. And so for us as an organization, right, when we're going out and vetting suppliers, manufacturers, all the people that sort of come together to make this happen, we're looking at the farms or farming co-ops and things that supply the raw materials. So quite literally, when you look on our bottles and they say broccoli, kale, cabbage, tomato, right? We know this sourcing.
Yes.
And you know, not only is it ethically and sustainability in these things, but it's also organic practices. And so one of the things that RFK talks about, right, are the billions of tons of toxins that are pumped into the atmosphere, the soil, get into the water supply based upon this conventional farming with no regard to sort of the environmental impact on food or communities around these places, right?
They're just looking at how much money they can make.
That's right, that's right, that's right. And so cheaper is better there. Listen, being cost conscious is important in today's world, but cheaper isn't always better for you and or cheaper in the long run because you're going to pay now or pay later.
No, right?
Just like an automobile.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I realized, you know, that I, and it's this kind of run in my family because we kind of probably have not taken care of our gut like we should have. But, you know, I began to really have trouble. Like I could no longer eat certain foods, you know, because it would just cause my gut so much trouble. And so anyway, that's when I began to realize, hey, wait a minute. I've got one life to live here. I've got one gut. I've got one gut. And I've got to make sure that I get my gut healthy. And so that's why I started really being much more cautious, you know. But unfortunately, I went through many years that I was not. You know, you don't see that the effect a lot of times until years later. But I love this. No artificial vitamins, no GMOs, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. You know, all natural ingredients, superfood sources, organic practices, you know, vegetarian friendly. I just love it. So this is the one thing that I had, to be honest, I love the Pure Body Extra, but I somehow did not connect what the Pure Body was. And so I'm kind of late to the game on this, but explain to us the difference between Pure Body and Pure Body Extra.
Well, and I appreciate the attention you're giving it because sometimes Pure Body's like the little brother that can't get out of the shadow of the big brother, right?
Right.
Pure Body Extra is really just this global powerhouse in terms of success for people. But so, it's, you know, when we mine zeolites, ours are naturally mined here in the United States. So this is a clinoptolite from the ground, right? That means that it has grass status from the FDA. So we know of its safety. That's proven in, I guess, 300-plus PubMed pieces. We know it's Prop 65 out of the ground, so it's meeting this really high bar of compliance for environmental pollutions and heavy metals and things of this nature, right? When we mine it, then we mill it. It's got sort of two pathways it goes. The nano-sized product is what you see in Pure Body Extra, which I imagine a lot of people hearing this today, because your audience has really been fans of ours for a while because of your advocacy.
Yeah.
That's a cellular detox. That's
right.
A nano-sized product, but it is so small that it's going to absorb into the soft tissue in the bloodstream almost immediately when you use it. So it's really not going to get to the gut. It's not big enough to make that pathway.
Right.
The Pure Body regular at 0.4, 0.5 microns in size is large enough that the majority of those particles are not going to pass through the soft tissue, those membranes, get into the bloodstream. They're going to stay in the gut. And so there, they can do that work.
Okay, so if y'all remember when I was sick and I was talking about that I had breathed this in. We're going to talk about this in a second. That I had breathed it in. I didn't eat it. It wasn't, you know, it's anything I had even, I don't know. It was nanoparticles that I had breathed in because it ended up getting into my bloodstream. And because the nano-sized particles are so small, that they can enter in these tiny, tiny pathways through your lungs into the bloodstream. They're small like oxygen molecules. They have made these, you know, they've designed them so that they can get into your bloodstream, and that's why they're so dangerous. And then, you know, you've got the, now you've, they're in your body, in your bloodstream. All right, so, and what he's saying is, this is nanoparticles, nano size. That's what when I talk about nano size, I'm talking about this will get into your cellular level to cleanse at that level, which most things are not nano sized. You've got to do a lot of special treatments to make sure it gets to the nanosized particles.
Of essentially binding with toxins, right?
Yes.
It has a property of a negative charge to it,
right.
So environmental pollutants with a positive charge, cadmium, lead, mercury, sort of things in this category, right? Almost like the north
yes.
end and the
right
south
here.
End magnet, they bind together. And so when they do that, once they're connected, they stay connected, and they're going to process out of the body with normal renal or bowel function.
Okay, so he's using all these big scientific words. You go pee-pee it out. It goes pee-pee. So you remember that little game, the Etch-a-Sketch, you know, where you twist the little thingies, and you have a little magnet, and you pick up the little metal pieces under there. What was the name of that thing? Y'all remember that thing? That's basically what this does. It goes all throughout your body, and it goes like the Etch-a-Sketch, and it picks up, not the one, the Etch-a-Sketch, whatever it was, and pick, like a magnet, and just picks up all these things all over your body, these mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, nitrosamines, whatever, benzene, pesticides, herbicides, all radioactive materials even, and other heavy metals, and even the 2021 effects. And it can pick those up and eliminate them from the body. That's what he's saying with all the big fancy words. Because he's too professional to say you're going to go pee-pee them. Okay.
Right. So very, you know, in most cases, it's probably about a 4 to 6 hour period of time. So unlike, say, an herbal product that might tease those things out of the gut, but then still remain available. In this case, and this is one of the big sort of user-friendly sides of this, most people have no detox symptoms. It's just a very gentle way to
yes.
sort of manage what's
right.
happening in the body.
Right.
And guess what? At the same time,
that's the one of the main things about it is that you don't have, like sodium chloride, I really like a lot. Not that it's really great with heavy metals, but I love the fact, and it's on my health page also. But it does, if you're not careful, it will make you queasy. And my mom did it one time and she was projectile vomiting. Anyway, so I would really recommend that, you know, you'd be very, very careful about that. You just go easy, easy, easy if you're going to do that one. But this does not have any of those effects at all. And so really to help you get your gut back, as and he talks about this here in a second, that if you're having issues with, you know, any kind of digestive issues, and everybody's buying all these things over the counter for indigestion and for constipation and for, gas, bloating, all that stuff. If you're doing that, it's because your gut is, your gut's not healthy, bottom line. And it's all because of the foods that we've been force fed. All right, so I was going to read this. Basically, he's got this this on here for a special offer, and this is the one that's like $25. If you go right here, I can't do it there. Let's see, go right here. I'll put the link in the comment section. But right here, you claim your special offer, and you can get it for $25. So I think this is a great opportunity. I'm going to put this in the link right here in the chat, so you can check into that. But I really appreciate him making this available to us. So just, you know, hey, give it a try and see. So this is, again, in a second, he's going to talk about telomeres. Hang on real quick. Maybe it's coming up right here.
Our antacid product. And then I think three more with gut problems all the time.
It's been a long time coming, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
For all this to come to the it's right. Then I think that our health will begin to change dramatically. You were saying before we came on the air that, and I've noticed this too, that since I've been doing these things and using your products, my skin is so much better. I think my energy is so much better. It works. You know, when we fuel our body right, and they did this to us on purpose. They wanted us to be weak so that we wouldn't be able to think our way out of this problem and be able to fight back. And
right. I don't know if he was really thinking of it in that way, but this is the truth. When your gut's not right, you're muddle-headed. You can't think clearly. There's something. There's a brain-gut connection, no doubt about it. That it's really important that you get your gut super, super healthy.
I was also noticing, you know, we're working with my mother is in terrific health for her age, but she's up there. And so, you know, one of the things we've been working on is this detoxing and to make sure that, you know, because she was noticing some red spots. Mom, sorry, I'm telling all your business, but anyway, some red spots, like almost like bruising, where she was not getting adequate oxygenation to the skin in her extremities. Okay. And so we had researched that, and it determined that it was because of the liver was needed to be detoxed, you know, and if your liver is not functioning properly, it cannot go and, you know, do its job to cleanse the body all over. So all of this is super, super important, you know, especially because as our group is, they've heard me say it so many times, they really do want to have this life extension and to live as long as a tree.
I think that's where he's going to start talking about it. But okay, so yeah, like I was telling my mom's business, if any of you guys have or your parents have like bruising near their ankles, it's the extremities are not getting the adequate blood flow and the adequate oxygenation, and that is related to the liver needs to be detoxed. If your liver is not working properly, then you can't get the proper, it can't detox your body if it itself needs to be detoxed.
Hundreds of years, I really do believe we're going to get there. I really do, and I'm working toward it myself, and I feel like we're being very successful. So I'm excited. Tell me, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so you've mentioned this longevity issue a couple times, and
yeah.
I'm really not supposed to speak about this, but we've been engaged in a longevity product project for about 2 years.
What?
We've invested more than seven figures in this project.
What?
And probably become the 1st of June, we'll have a product release that really addresses this issue. There's a lot of reasons why we age, or we accelerate aging, or we age faster than the body should, right? And some of it's common sense, lifestyle, food, and these things. But there's also aspects of your structure. There's something called a telomere, right?
A telomere.
So
you
want them long, right? But how do you get them long, right? You can try to preserve them. And so we have a product that's a telomerase inducer, which is the enzyme that helps to repair the short telomere with tremendous science behind it.
Did you hear that? He's saying that it can regrow that telomere. Okay, that's this little thing right here, this little guy right here. When the cell replicates, the telomere gets shortened. How can you get your telomere to grow longer? I'm going to play that one more time, so listen very carefully to what he's saying. It's coming up. This is biblical. This is what the Lord told us about in Jubilees. Check it out.
It's lifestyle, food, and these things. But there's also aspects of your structure. There's something called a telomere, right? You want them long, right? But how do you get them long, right? You can try to preserve them. And so we have a product that's a telomerase inducer, which is the enzyme that helps to repair the short telomere with tremendous science behind it. And so
they say you can't ever repair them. So you're saying that that's not true.
Even if you can't do anything but hold serve, right? So there's a lot of dynamics at work here, and we believe you can have an influence on your telomere's health. And
okay, so does that make any sense to you guys? Okay, so he's saying that there's an enzyme that can cause it to regrow and extend. Okay, that sounds exactly like Jubilees. Their lives will begin to extend. It's like the telomere, right? I just posted the Jubilees link in there in chapter 23, verse 27, and their days shall begin to grow many and increase among those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years. This is about, you know, really, how can you extend that? Because what happens is if they can't replicate anymore, then that's when you start to die. Okay, your body starts to dwindle. And so he's saying that you can extend this. It sounds just like back in the day of Noah, you know, when they lived 600, 700 years. You know, if you can stop them from shortening. And the other thing you have to, as he said, the other thing that's really important is that you detox. Why did they toxify everything? They knew that this would cut our lives short. And so this is one of the main, this is the reason that we detox. You know, if you want to, you know, have the healthy, long life, this is, you know, what you do. And so the other thing is to make sure that you get ingredients that in your body that are healthy, right? And that everything is you're just having all your cells, happy and full of vigor and energy and the good, good ingredients for your body. I'm excited about that. Okay, so before I'm going to play the last little clip of this, and then I'm going to play you another video about the telomeres.
So we'll be putting our money where our mouth is, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited about that. Well, I'm not. That's why I'm so glad you do all this scientific research, because that's not my bailiwick. My bailiwick is what the Bible has taught, that this is,
which you guys already know my bailiwick. You guys know my bailiwick. Y'all been here long enough. You know my bailiwick. All right. So here's the other one. Another video about the telomeres I thought was pretty cool. T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E-S, for those of you who are listening on the podcast.
Active caps on the ends of our chromosomes. They're like the plastic tips on shoelaces, preventing the ends of our DNA from fraying or sticking to other chromosomes. As we age, our telomeres naturally shorten, and when they get too short, our cells can no longer divide properly. This can lead to age-related diseases and shorten lifespan. Scientists have found that certain lifestyle factors, like exercise, healthy diet, and reducing stress, can slow down telomere shortening. On the other hand, unhealthy habits like smoking, poor diet, and lack of exercise can accelerate telomere shortening and aging. While we can't stop telomere shortening altogether, we can take steps to slow it down and live a healthier, longer life. Don't forget to subscribe.
Okay, so I think that I'm doing that because of, when your cells replicate, you only have, a certain number of times that they can replicate. And I know I used up a lot of that when I was sick, when I got poisoned, and it ticks me off that they did that. But I feel like, and kind of like what I was talking about last week with the Ibogaine, the people who are having that treatment that is reversing the PTSD, they are having their brain health reversed like 5 years. Did you remember me talking about that? In the same way, I do believe that what he's talking about on the telomeres, as well as when we start to make sure that we're cleansing everything, we're doing our detox, and we're doing our eating healthy food, we are getting, I think we can do an age reversal. I do think that that's the case. Technically, until our telomeres, we can slow down the aging process. And I think this is one evidence of it. Okay, remember how I showed you the other day my eyeball? Like, what is Melly doing all showing her eyeball scan from her eye doctor? But they were saying they could tell that I had not, basically my eyeball age had not aged at all since. And it was clear as it could possibly be. So even clearer than before. So I think there's no doubt this is working, what I'm doing. So I really just encourage you guys to do the same and take care of your bodies and just ask the Lord how you can do that, what you can do to help that. A lot of this is over on freedomforce.live/health. freedomforce.live/health. And this is the combo I was talking about. Here's a video explaining about the zeolite. I know I don't explain it really well, but... like the Etch-a-Sketch, whatever you call it, picking up all the heavy metals that are all over your body. That's what this zeolite does, and it does it in your cellular level and in the gut, and there's the link right there on the health page. All right, so the other thing, and my time is going to run out on me because I know I came on here just on short notice, so I might play a little bit more of these, another day, but a little bit farther in about the green juice. And I talk about this on my page called freedomforce.live/green smoothie. And now I didn't say this to him exactly, but I don't recommend that you drink the green juice straight. it's pretty strong. Okay. But when I put it in my green smoothie, here's the trick. And I look forward to it every day. I put it in there with my protein powder, which is kind of sweet. And then I put it in with beet powder, which is also kind of a little sweet. And I put it in with strawberries and bananas. All the things that are on my green smoothie page. And I just gulp it down and it is so delicious. I think of it as a treat. So, for me, because I have, you know, I've always had like a little bit of a sweet tooth, but if I can have this, which I, you know, it's like a twofer, it's really, really good for me. And it's also, you know, it's a treat. But look at all this organic, everything in here organic. So wonderful. Look at the organic barley, organic alfalfa grass, organic chlorella, organic spirulina, everything. He's kind of, I love you, Eddie. He's a brainiac. He's one of those people who's like, you know, goes and looks at everything under a microscope to make sure it is really, really healthy. Same thing with Dr. Laura. You guys know about Dr. Laura. If anybody is having pain, go and see Dr. Laura over at prescribinglife.com. You do not have to live in pain. We've got one lady she's working on right now that I'm just so excited to share the wonderful news about her. We're going to just stay tuned on that. Just to see people getting well, it's just really so exciting. We're going to see everyone getting better. Just no more of this sadness of people being sick so much. Anyway, but yeah, that's what he does. And I really appreciate that he's so meticulous on all of that. The other one was they do have their protein powder. I'm going to show you that real quick. Their protein powder is this one right here. This is it, whatever protein powder, if you want to use it, his, great. Or if you want to use someone else's, either way, make sure that it doesn't have protein isolates, because that means it's been heavily processed. And I think this is a great way to get, his is organic pea protein. It's a great way to get protein in your body, and that keeps you satiated and keeps your, it builds the muscle that you need. So I really, you know, we all need to make sure that we eat plenty and plenty of protein each day. But be careful, because the whey protein is not as good for you. It's not, they're not all the same. And so, yeah, I'm just sorry to tell you that. As well as, again, protein isolates is highly, highly chemically treated, and it's not good for your body. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. All right, let's see, was there anything else? Yeah, I showed you that telomere one. All right, I think those are the main things I wanted to show you today. We'll show more a little later, but here's the trial. Did anybody have any questions about any of that? It's very, very, very exciting. Imagine that we're at the verge of this. We're at the door. We are at the door. Yes, I got it now. I pray they have a cure for addiction to nicotine. I've tried to quit so many times with no success. So, okay, let's before we go, we're going to pray right now. Got it now. We're going to pray for that specifically. Yes, they live longer because the oxygen they breathe was 80%, whereas what we have is 19 to 21% max. So hula hoop 9. You know, I think that, our air will be cleansed. Can you imagine? If everything we see at the grocery is going to be clean, all the food will be nutritious. It'll be like what we're seeing from Eddie over here at Touchstone. You know, here's the website, freedomforce.thegoodinside.com. freedomforce.thegoodinside.com. Again, I'll put this, I think that's over on the chat. Oh, I'll put it over there again. But anyway, it's going to be everywhere. But until then, we've got to just, you know, do these things right now. But because, you know, until RFK goes in there and cleans house, and it cleans the air, and, you know, cleans out all this big pharma, big harma, you know. And most of what I do believe this is the case. If we can use, like Mel Gibson was just talking today about Fenbin. Did you hear about that on Rogan? I shared that on the social media. He said that Fenbin and what was the other thing? Hydroxychloroquine. These people are completely healed from cancer. You know, we basically have the things that we need. We do. The detoxing, all the things you can get on my health page on the ketocarry.com/FFB. All these things that I talk about they were just talking about methylene blue. Did y'all hear them talking about that on with Joe Rogan and Mel Gibson? That's the thing I was just talking about the other day, that methylene blue, it can help with Alzheimer's. And what were they saying it was helping with? I think with cancer, you know, and they're finding out that these things are just, they're just a powerhouse. We are sharing these things. We're not waiting on the government to tell us these things. We are doing this all ourselves. The black seed oil is like nature's ivermectin. You don't have to get a drug from Big Pharma. You can get the black seed oil right there. I'll pop this one right here in the chat. But this, the black seed oil is another thing that can help to heal your gut. So exciting. And then they have, which one was it? Yeah, the EDTA, that is what I used to claw. That's like a natural chelation, so you don't have to take your blood out and put it through a light. You can just use the EDTA, and that will claw the difficult, toxins away from your nerves. A lot of times your nerves have kind of hardened up because they are have that scale buildup on them. And so the EDTA, which is right now it's 30% off, that can help to claw that off. That's exactly what happened. If you remember, my phrenic nerve was hardened up. It would not send the signals. And so my diaphragm would not move. It's a wonder I didn't die. It's a miracle. It's really a miracle. All right, so I'm going to pop that right there, ketocarry.com/FFB. But yeah, all these things. The methylene blue, I don't see right here. But anyway, check into that one because the methylene blue, I know they were saying it's for, I think they were saying it was for cancer, but it's also, I know for, to help people with dementia. And they might pee pee blue, but that's okay. It's okay if you pee pee blue, as long as you can be able to think clearly. They've done so much to make our brain where they can't function. It's just, you've never seen such a thing. Anyway, the other, the Chanca Piedra, this is where my dear family member has been doing the Chanca Piedra and did not have to have gallbladder surgery. How about that? They get softened up and then they go poop, right? So, yeah. Anyway, so that's Chanca Piedra. Chanca Piedra means stone breaker. And so, you know what? Stay away from, and Mel Gibson was saying this too, stay away from the knife if you possibly can. Lord, just show us the way to stay away from all that they are trying to do to us. All right, so let's read a little bit more from Jubilees before we jet out, because I've got a thingy to go to. And all their days they shall complete and live in shalom and in joy, and there shall be no Satan nor any evil destroyer, for all their days shall be days of blessing and healing. I'm telling you, we won't even know how to act, will we? Because every day we've got some other crazy thing coming along. You're like, this is just madness. No doubt this is the tribulation. No doubt. No doubt this is the battle of Armageddon. No doubt about it. But that we'll have. No, none of this craziness. I just can't even imagine it. Can you? And it says no more deception for 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20 says that. Verse 30, and at that time Yahweh will heal his servants, and they shall rise up and see great peace, great shalom, and drive out their adversaries, and the righteous shall see and be thankful and rejoice with joy forever and ever. And they shall see all their judgments and all their curses on their enemies. Did you guys see how I've been sharing about the imprecatory psalms that we're calling down God's judgment on our enemies? This is very biblical. This is called imprecatory psalms, and they're, you know, about half of the psalms have some kind of imprecation in them to, Lord, remove these evildoers, thwart their plans, do not forgive them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. This is what we're seeing. We're going to see the judgment on our enemies. We've got to be tough. We've got to be strong. We've got to call out what we've seen, what they have done to our health, what they've done in these fires in California, what they've done to these poor people in North Carolina and all around with all the flooding. They did this on purpose. They all did this on purpose, and they've got to be held to an account. This is what our President Trump is going to do. And their bones shall rest in the earth, and their spirits shall have much joy, and they shall know that it is Yahweh who executes judgment and shows mercy to hundreds and thousands to all that love him. And do you, Moses, write down these words, for thus are they written, and they record them on the heavenly tablets for a testimony for the generations forever. How awesome is that? So exciting. All right, so I want you guys to see these things. I hope this is a blessing to you. I hope this is gives you great encouragement. Before we go, I'm going to do one more psalm. Let's do Psalm 58. So this is another one of that has this imprecation, okay? Y'all ready? It's pretty intense. This, you know, they don't call it an imprecatory psalm for nothing. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Ye in your heart work wickedness. You weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. You know what? I can't really work with the the King James. That's a little too flowery for me. Let's try this one. Let's try it this way. I'm going to do the NLT. Justice. Do you rulers know the meaning of the word? Do you judge the people fairly? No. You plot injustice in your hearts. You spread violence throughout the land. These wicked people are born sinners. Even from birth they've lied and gone their own way. They spit venom like deadly snakes. They are like cobras that refuse to listen, ignoring the tunes of the snake charmers, no matter how skillfully they play. Break off their fangs, O God. Smash the jaws of these lions, O Lord. May they disappear like water into thirsty ground. Make their weapons useless in their hands. Praise the Lord. Yes. How about, let's pray that together. Make their weapons useless in their hands. May they be like snails that dissolve into slime, like a stillborn child who will never see the sun. God will sweep them away, both young and old, faster than a pot heats over burning thorns. The godly will rejoice when they see injustice avenged. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then at last everyone will say, there truly is reward for those who live for God. Surely there's a God who judges justly here on earth. Yes. All right. How about that? I just, you know, as I said, I'm going to, until these people are put away, my plan is that every time we do a video, we're going to pray together an imprecatory psalm. And I just encourage you guys to pray an imprecatory psalm every day. And so until we see the judgment brought down on these wicked ones, right? All right. I love it. I love to see all of these posts. I'm so glad to see you guys sharing all this great information. So thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are fulfilling all your promises before our very eyes. I thank you for all these great people who you have raised up, who have done all this research and have worked so hard and are fighting so hard for our future and for our health. Thank you for Eddie at Touchstone. Thank you so much for all that they have done to produce and even to help to extend our lives. Lord, you know, we put our lives in your hands and we trust you with our days. You have numbered them before we were even born. But we're so thankful that you've allowed us to live to see this day and that we are getting to see the end of the of our enemies, that their justice is falling on their heads. It's so exciting to see. And we pray down your judgment on them, that they will be found out, they will be exposed, and that everyone will say they have to be rooted out from the earth if they have those who have been responsible for doing such evil. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to have your promises fulfilled. We're going to have our lives extend until they reach 1,000 years. This is what you said in your word. We are so thankful that you have promised this and that no more will we see all this devastation. We're going to see long days of health and wealth and peace and shalom. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. And I thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. Again, we pray your blessing on them. Lord, help us to be strong and to be tough and to be strong in your word and to know the truth about end times so that we can help others, so that we can help them if they are worried or afraid, and to just put their trust in you, knowing that you've got this, you're in complete control, and that this is the day you are fulfilling your promises to us. We thank you and we praise you for your promises, and that you are faithful to keep them and you are able. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got to come on to super quick. We still were on here for an hour. Anyway, don't forget, go and check it out if you want to see it. I've got the link. I'm going to do the one more time. I'm going to pop the link into the comment into the chat section for, like I said, for the $25. It's on for a limited time. If you want to get the one for the detox for the gut and for the cellular in one combo, that's like a $65 savings. All right, I think that's it. Okay, I'll be on the chat for just a few more minutes, and then I will see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget, 10:30, okay? I'll see you at 10:30 for our live stream, do chapter 10 about the horsemen, okay? The four horsemen of the apocalypse, okay? I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.